Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
All excited because of the segment that's coming up.
The Christina Loos Show.
Christina Loos Show.
Now, even though we had two tremendous guests, and Gracie Allen and whatever it is, Jack Burns?
Gracie George Allen Burns. And Christina Loos.
Hand in hand.
That's it, Gracie Allen and Christina Loos. And we haven't been, there's been no Christina Loos Show in 3 weeks.
I know, we're really having a lot of withdrawals.
And the internet is full of questions. Where's Christina? You know, what's going on with Christina?
I know, the first Christina Loos Show of 2017.
Welcome back.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be back. It's great to see everyone and start off the new year right. North Hempstead is certainly not slowing down in the new year. There's a lot going on, and hopefully this weather outside also maintains, because I'm very down with this as well. But I just want to tell people there's a wonderful series that we're encouraging residents to attend, and it's at the Yes We Can Community Center. And there's it's called the Health and Wellness Series. So each week it's a lot of Mondays and Fridays, but there's all different kinds of courses that are really beneficial, including exercise for balance and strength, the ABCs of OTCs, which is over-the-counter medications.
Oh, okay.
Because I think a lot of times, too, you know, everyone's so focused on the prescription medications, not realizing that the over-the-counter medications also have an impact and, you know, can cause issues if taken with the wrong thing, too. So that will be that. There'll be a coloring class. We've been doing a lot of these therapeutic coloring classes, and this is called Keep Calm and Color. World in Motion will be meeting there, which is a current events group that is done by one of our PI volunteers, which is wonderful. There'll be a heart health chat, because February is Heart Health Month. And there'll be a bunch of other exercise or balance and strength classes, and those are from 11:30 to 12:30. On Fridays and on Monday, January 30th also. So please, please, please register for that, because
now, where is this going to be again?
This is at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Okay.
Yes, in Westbury. You know, which is a beautiful facility, and we always encourage people to go check it out, and we're doing a lot of programming there in 2017.
But you don't have to sign up for the whole package. This is just the
event. Yeah, you just sign up, right. Okay. And once you sign up, though, you're good to go for all of them.
Okay,
You know, you'll be able to attend that, which is great. And also what the Yes We Can community, there's a huge fitness center there. And for the month of January, so until January 31st, you can use the fitness center for free.
Okay.
So, you know, they really want to encourage people. There were some renovations that were done there, and they really want to encourage people to attend. So for the entire month of January, I think that's great. You're able to use that for free of charge. And they are changing some of the rates, too. So Project Independence members, it'll be $120 annually or $10 a month, and you have access to the whole center for that. They used to have the packages were more piecemeal, but this one you could literally use the entire facility, which is great.
So. And it's a beautiful facility.
It is.
Anybody who's gone over there, not a person doesn't walk away saying it's just everything is
Yeah, absolutely. And the equipment, you know, the fitness center in general, I mean, it's all extremely new and innovative machinery. It's nice, too. And it's nice and quiet. It's a good little low-key spot. So
for some functions that they have there, I know people can get a ride. Is that not, that's not for everything that goes on?
No, yeah, it's only, you know, you're talking about like the Project Independence kind of transportation.
Yeah, right.
There's only, you know, unfortunately, we wish we could provide transportation to everything, but it's only really for big programs or, you know, if there is some kind of health screening that's being done there, you know, we're able to use the medical transportation for that. So it really depends. And when in doubt, call 311. And if we don't have transportation, right, you know, Shari, who's our mobility manager, will help facilitate that with it. So
now, but Ann Hirsch, mm-hmm, who is a co-host and lives in Great Neck, goes over there.
Yep.
And which is literally the two extremes.
Yes. Right. And, right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The two
and
extremes.
She doesn't complain. Yeah. She goes, yeah, it's a little bit of a ride, but it's nothing terrible at the end of the day. I mean, it really is two ends of the island, of the town, rather.
Probably 15 right. minutes.
Yeah. She says 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's, you know.
Yeah. And they're, like I say, you know, there's really just great programs there. There's a computer course that's also being offered there, which is an intro to computers. So you could learn about, you know, just basic computer skills and you know, the internet and emails. So that's also going to be offered there in January, too. So check that out as well.
And for the really active senior, there's a full court
Right, and that is included in your membership, so you can play
basketball. The basketball, yeah.
You'll find Otto on the basketball court.
Yeah, right.
Write that down for the doctor.
From the foul line. From the foul line.
He'll add that to his prepared list. We also want to remind people that this month a lot of the advisory committees are starting back up again. You know, we had a couple of joint ones, so they're back in full swing this January. And I know Otto is part of the New Hyde Park Advisory. And Otto, you want to give a little plug for the advisory committees because you are one of the OG members of advisories?
Very good thing, the advisory committees. For people who just want to see what's going on in your neighborhood, go to one of these meetings.
Right.
And if you don't know where or what the date is, just call 311 and they'll tell you where the advisory committee is in your area. There are 7 different locations throughout the town, so one of them should be close to you.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they all are very town-specific.
Right.
And I'm in Great Neck, and you know, which is more apartment buildings, and in other places, you know. So when the seniors going in, they're bringing stuff specific for their neighborhood, which is very important.
No, and that's definitely a good point, John, to mention, because, you know, where are these advisories? You know, there will be, of course, there'll be common themes and programs that are discussed and stuff, but the point of the advisory committees were region-specific because, you know, like in a Great Neck, there was a lot of people who walked everywhere, you know, there was a lot, because of the apartments. And, you know, you do have more of a downtown kind of feel there.
Right.
So there are, and that was a huge issue, was pedestrian safety. So, you know, because of that issue, a subcommittee was formed, you know, with our mobility manager to address those kind of concerns, which I think is great because you want to be able to get to kind of the core issue of that particular community, because North Hempstead certainly has a lot of diverse, from region to region. So it's really great. And we always encourage people to, you know, there's no contract signed when you go to the advisory committee.
Right.
You can go, you know, every other month, you know, or once and just give it a shot. But I think that's a great starting point if you're thinking about getting involved.
Yeah, you don't have to say a word.
Right.
You can just listen.
Right.
It's up to you.
And you really find out, you know, in addition to just the things that are going on in Project Independence, you know, you find out, you know, there's a lot of speakers that come to the meetings and you can find out about all different townwide things. So check it out. Call 311. We just want to always remind people to call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that great information. And since it is January, it means that is the state of the town is coming up, which is always quite the eventful thing where they talk about Supervisor Bosworth will discuss all of her accomplishments in 2016 and what is to come, you know, in 2017, too. So that's great. If you want to go to the lunch, you're more than welcome to register for the lunch. There's a fee for that. But you could also go and hear her speech completely for free at 1:15 p.m.
Right,
so,
but the only thing is, just to make it clear, you're better off to go to lunch.
Yeah,
because by the time you get there, the room is full.
It's really true, yes.
So, I mean,
that's
if you come at 1:15, you're going to be sitting in the hall. You won't even be sitting someplace.
Yeah, that is true, too. But it's great. I love it because you learn so much, and it's just fun to hear. She'll go through each department and what everyone has done, you know, the previous year and stuff. So it's great. So you find out all the exciting things that are to come in North Hempstead, which is great. So that is January 27th. The lunch is at 12 and the speech is at 1:15. So call 311 to get more information.
And then
on that
I think
too.
Judy's coming on the following week?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right. Very good, John. John's paying attention to those schedule as I like that.
What day is that?
That Otto will also be here that day. We will all be together again, and that's February 3rd.
Right.
So Supervisor Bosworth will come on and kind of recap her State of the Town stuff, which should be exciting. So we always love having her on here. So tune into that, certainly.
I better listen.
That's right. But that's, and we also, this has been a very community service that I needed to address this, because they used to offer Valentine's Day dances in February. But unfortunately, last year, it was canceled and rescheduled because of the snow. I can't even tell you how many times that occurred. So now the Valentine's Day dance is now the Senior Spring Fling, which is going to be in March. So there'll be one in March 3rd and March 10th because,
okay,
God willing, there is no snow in March. So we're crossing our fingers for that, and we're making it a spring thing too because it gets very, you know, tricky, even though I'm hoping we don't have any more snow. So that's my final verdict on the snow.
You know, it's the truth, though, how that you don't pay attention, but when you plan these January, February things, especially for seniors, You know, if a senior, it only takes a couple of inches of snow, and it shouldn't. They shouldn't go out just from a safety perspective.
Really,
so it doesn't make more sense.
It's just not worth it.
No.
You know, as much as we want people to get out and socialize, safety first. So we're doing the spring flings in March.
Okay.
And since the holidays are now over, even though I'm still in the process of removing my decorations at my house, I will get there eventually. I was debating on having a Valentine's Day Christmas tree, and my husband said, like, it's time to part ways with the tree, because we have a real tree, but it was holding up so great. I was like, this just seems something wrong. I don't know about getting rid of this live tree, so I had my moment with my tree.
You decorate for Valentine's Day?
Oh, John, do we not? Does not anyone know who they're talking to?
You could keep that tree year round.
I know. Well, that's decorated. I told my husband. I said, "You're a landscaper." I was like, "Figure out a way to save this tree."
You could work your way up to the 4th of July.
That's right. I have all the decorations.
Might
for
be a little brown by then,
but the town wants to encourage residents to recycle their live Christmas trees and their holiday wrapping paper and any unwanted electronics this holiday season. Through the first 2 weeks of January, Christmas trees you could get rid of curbside, and that's on normal yard waste days.
Okay.
We just want to remind people. And the holiday gift paper can be included with other paper recyclables. So whatever you would throw out, you know, any kind of cardboard,
okay,
that you could put that with it. But the Christmas trees are really encouraged people because, you know, by recycling your tree, it can be repurposed into mulch and all kinds of
eco-friendly. They just thrown out on their own, or they in the tree?
The tree, yep.
Yeah,
you just literally have it, you know, just put it on the curb or whatever. So, and then they'll come take it.
What do you do with it? You just put it out on the curb?
Yep, out on the curb. And that's for the first 2 weeks of January, though, because and that was another, because I know in my town, you know, unless you, then it gets a little tricky, you might have to do a special pickup. Once it gets past that. So
if I'm not mistaken, we're close to the end of the first 2 weeks.
That's right.
Of January.
Right. That's right.
Like a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's right. I can't believe that's actually true. So you know, I'm like, what do you mean not? Okay.
Well, we weren't on it.
But call 311, though, and they'll be able to give you more information about that. And especially as far as the electronics and the e-waste, you're able to, there's all different regulations for that too. So call 311 though, and the Swammer Department can give you all the information on that.
Okay. Actually, before we go to the next one, we'll take our break. It's a little bit early. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.